interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjan Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Fazari's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live for the third straight day from Whitman College's Sherwood Activity Center, the final day of the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. We have another day and night, or I guess a morning and evening doubleheader. The DeSales boys in the consolation bracket will be taking on the Liberty Christian Patriots of Richland, Washington. And in the evening game, the Lady Irish will take on the West McEwen Lady Tiger Scots for the tournament championship. So we've got our two teams at both ends of the spectrum. The Irish boys trying to find a way to win a game in this three-day tournament, and the Lady Irish trying to go undefeated in the tournament when they play this evening. Glad you're with us. The teams are warming up. We're in the auxiliary gymnasium here at Sherwood Center, not on the main court. The Liberty Christian Patriot boys in the road uniforms in the dark blue with the red numbers and the white trim. The Irish boys will be the designated home team. Captains of meeting at center court right now. We'll take a quick break, come back with the pregame notes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elman Hurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage. Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Whitman College, Sherwood Activity Center, the Auxiliary Gymnasium, getting ready for a consolation bracket game in the final day of this D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. The DeSales Irish boys taking on a Southeast 2B league rival, the Liberty Christian Patriots. These teams have already met once this year, and that game counted in the league standings. This game will not. It's a non-league game. The Irish boys won that game at DeSales on December 17th by a score of 55-52. The Irish, though, have had a tough time in this tournament so far. They've came into the tournament with a 3-2 record, but they've lost two straight, so dropped to 3-4. Liberty Christian has just one win on the season. They are 1-5 in on the season, but they're looking forward to the new year, and one of the main reasons is a young man who walked out to midcourt and handed a ball to his teammates, Jake Seifkin, the leading scorer in the Southeast 2B Conference last year at 21 points per game as a junior. Has not played yet this year, recovering from a knee injury, and according to his coach, Coach Keck, Will Keck, he Jake Seekin will be ready to go after Christmas break is over. So that's good news for the Patriots and tough news for the rest of the league because Seekin is a hard player to handle. He's a great little point guard for the Patriots. But he won't play today, and this is a non-leaguer. Both these teams trying to find a way to get a win before the new year and the league games start after Christmas break. Let's take a quick look at the overall bracket on the boys' side in action today. Of course, we have this game here, and in another consolation game, Stanfield will play Weston McEwen. Stanfield defeated the Irish boys yesterday, 78-48. Weston McEwen lost in the winner's bracket semifinals in a good ball game to Valley Christian Spokane, 48-38, one of those games that was much closer than the 10-point margin of victory at the end of the ball game. Echo plays Seton Catholic in another consolation game, and then this evening at 8 p.m. to close out the tournament, Valley Christian plays University Prep. Two very solid teams. University Prep, an A school out of the Seattle area, features some good guard play and a pretty talented post player, 6'8 kid. I can't remember his name right now. He's thrown down a few dunk shots. Valley Christian is tall across the board, several 6'5 players. They're a 1B program out of Spokane, and I expect both those teams to be in the picture come state tournament time. It'll be interesting to watch how they progress through the year. So if you want to see a very good small school, high-caliber matchup in boys basketball, University Prep versus Valley Christian tonight at 8 p.m. The Echo team that plays at 4:30 this afternoon against Seton Catholic is a fun team to watch. And most of their players are under 6 feet tall, but they fly around, they jump, and they can play. They are a fun team to watch. They lost to UPrep 53-38 yesterday in another game that was much closer than the final score indicated as well. On the girls' side of the bracket, a couple of consolation games this morning. Echo girls plays Seton Catholic. Valley Christian plays University Prep, and Liberty Christian's girls play Stanfield. And then in the championship of the girls' bracket tonight, the game we'll have on the air, the DeSales Lady Irish take on a very good Weston McEwen Tiger Scott team. The Lady Irish beat Stanfield in a ragged contest, 32-28 last night. The tale of 2 days in this tournament for the Lady Irish. In their first game in the tournament, they scored 64 points. Last night, they scored half of that, 32 points, shot 9 for 60 from the field. As the lid was definitely on the basket, lots of fouls, but the defense was stellar as they held Stanfield to 28 points. Weston McEwen's girls handled Valley Christian easily, 62-36. In fact, Weston McEwen has been very consistent offensively in this tournament, 59 and 62 points for their girls' team. So the Lady Irish defense will be very much tested against Weston McEwen tonight. Hope you can come down and watch that ball game. If not, well, you can bring your headphones and listen and watch, see if I'm telling it like it is, or you can stay home and watch it. We hope you can come down for the tournament. Now, looking at the schedule for DeSales coming up, this is their last game of this year. On January 3rd, when the teams go back to school, the boys and girls will travel to Pomeroy for their final non-leaguer before six straight league games. Liberty Christian in the same boat. They have a non-leaguer against Touche on Tuesday before they start heavy into the league schedule. Well, that's a look at the schedules. The Irish boys and Liberty Christian getting set to play for the second time this year when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSF.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast. Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best way to correct behavior problems in pets is to never let them develop in the first place. Encourage good behavior with praise and attention. Correct bad behaviors by providing positive alternatives. For instance, a toy is better for a pet to chew on than your favorite slippers. Physical punishment or forced compliance to commands can lead to biting or aggression. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
It's one of the best times of year to purchase a vehicle. It's Toyota-thon. We now have the inventory to make you some of the best deals of the year. Interest rates as low as 0% for 60 months and rebates up to $2,500. We pulled out all the stops to make this the biggest event ever. But Toyota-thon doesn't last long. Call or visit us today and get behind the wheel of a quality Toyota vehicle. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla. Great people, great prices, and quality Toyotas.
Everybody gets a great deal. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for being announced here in the auxiliary gym. Quite an echo in this big basketball facility is what it is. But it's got a nice full-size court to it that the baseball team works on there. I think it's used. It's basically a field house, but it's got a nice court. Starting for Liberty Christian with a 1-5 record will be Tyler Morris of 5-11 junior. Talking to his dad before the ball game, he asked if we were going to be on the air this morning. I said, yes, we are. Tyler's got a grandma who lives, dad is 91 years old, who listens to on the internet whenever they play DeSales. And Grandma Fish is what he calls her, because I guess when he was really little, all the pictures of Grandma had fish in them because they were avid fishermen over in the Seattle area. So Grandma Fish, if you're listening, Tyler says hi. Tyler Morris, 5'11 junior. Another starter for Liberty Christian, Brandon Peterson, a 5'10 junior. Peterson had a big game against Weston McEwen, 17 points. He was held to just 4 yesterday in their loss against Teton Catholic. He had 11 when these two teams met on December 17th. Mike Edson will start. He's a 5'10 junior. He can hit the 3. He had 8 and 11 points in the last two games in this tournament. He had 6 when these teams met back in December 17th. Evan Crawford, a 6-foot senior, a very good player. He had 6 and 9 points in two previous tournament games, and he was our leading scorer when these teams met on the 17th. He had 14 points. And then Timmy Coghlan, a 5'10 junior, he had 8 and 4 points so far in the tournament. He had 4 when these teams met on the 17th. If you notice, height is not a factor of, asset for Liberty Christian's boys. Their tallest player in the program is Corbin Steele, a 6'2 junior who plays sparingly. All their starters are under 6 foot except for Evan Crawford, who's listed at 6 foot. Starting for DeSales, Riley Roach, a 5'11 junior. Riley hit a 3 with 37 seconds left when these teams met back on the 17th to break a 52-all tie, and the Irish hung on and won it 55-52. Riley had 12 points in the loss to Stanfield yesterday. Luke Fazari, a 5'10 junior, will start. Nick Wales, a 6'2 senior, will start. Garrett Leahy, a 6'3 senior, and Jeremiah Cox, a 5'9 junior. Wales had a good game when these teams met earlier in the year. 11 points. He was a co-Dairy Queen player of the game along with Riley Roach, who is the game winner there at the end of the ball game. Ball tipped up, controlled by Wales to Jeremiah Cox, and we're underway. The Irish working from our left. I'm sitting courtside. Luke Pizarro runs things from the top of the key. Dribbles to left wing. Pass up top to Wales now. Looking inside for a cutter. Dribbles to the right elbow. Kicks it right wing to Cox. No shot clock in the auxiliary gymnasium. Long pass cross court goes to Leahy. Down low to Wales. Double team. Loses the ball out of bounds off of Liberty Christian. So kind of an old school, traditional boys high school game. No shot clock. Two teams that have played each other already, probably be a grinded-out affair. That's my anticipation. A lot of patience for the Irish at the offensive end. And I'm looking for ball security and a hard-nosed defense. That's what I'd like to see the Irish do a better job of. Wales cuts to the basket. Bizarre hits him in his stride. Wales can't finish. Here comes Morris. for Liberty Christian the other way. Irish hustle back defensively. Nick had a great look at it, just put it way too hard off the glass. Drive to the basket by Peterson, slapped away by Leahy. Loose ball. Roach tries to run it down, can't do it before it goes out of bounds. But nice job here, Leahy, disrupting the pass. Liberty Christian will inbound across the way and get it into Morris. Morris drives to the top of the key, hands it off to Crawford. Crawford cut off. Actually, that's Peterson who's cut off. Now over to Crawford. Got those two guys mixed up for a second. Now Morris gives it off to Olson. He's at the top of the key, tries to penetrate, can't do it. Now to Morris. Sales playing a zone defense, a 2-3 zone. Shot steals it away from Peterson out the other end. Jeremiah gets the other way with it, but he can't quite get the handle on it, and he'll lose it out of bounds. He stole it, kind of got going with the dribble, and then the ball got out in front of him, and he could never quite get the handle on it to lay it up. So the steal, but then they turn it right back over, no score, minute and a half into this ballgame. Olson will fire, deep three, it won't go. Rebound by Coughlin. Timmy Coughlin, just 5'10", but he is the leading rebounder for this team. Inbound, driving away up by Tyler Morris, and he scores it. So the Liberty Christian scores first. Morris, a driving lay, and inside the other way to Leahy. Quickly, shot goes in and out, won't go. Rebound, Morris. Morris will push it across the timeline. Now pass left wing to Olson. Liberty Christian with the ball leading 2-0. Up top to Morris. Stop the lane, 8 feet away, kicks it back out to Peterson. To Olson, down low to Coughlin, back to Olson. He'll fire the three on the left wing, he's got it. A quick 5-0 lead for Liberty Christian. Alan Griffin wants a timeout to talk it over with his guys. 5:53 to go first quarter. Liberty Christian 5, DeSales 0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is a great way for you to see what's happening at your local parish or Catholic school. Whether it's the Altar Society, the Catholic Daughters, the Knights of Columbus, or various parish ministries, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com will help you stay involved. If you have travel plans, use OurCatholicNeighborhood.com to learn more about the Catholic presence at your destination before your arrival. There are literally thousands of links to the internet-enabled Catholic world at OurCatholicNeighborhood.com. Start exploring today.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now, Alan Griffin trying to find a way to push the right button with these guys. In the first game of the tournament, the Irish played an even first quarter with Echo, and then were blown out after that. Yesterday, against a good Stanfield team, the Irish actually led by one at the half and then gave up 55 second-half points and were beaten 78-48. And Coach Griffin trying to get his guys refocused, get some momentum going in to the new year. Jeremiah Cox dribbles with a foul line, dumps it to Nick Wales, who hits a 15-footer on the right wing. And that's been a positive. Nick Wales, mid-range jump shot, he hit a couple of those yesterday. Cash are on the board, and that's what you want to see after a timeout is some execution and some results. Irish down 5-2. Morris dribbles to the right elbow, kicks in the right corner to Peterson. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Wales. He'll give it off to Jeremiah Cox. Up the left side to Roach. Down the left baseline to Cesari. Cesari's double team will dribble out of it onto the left wing. Now he'll cross it over to Cox. Cox dribbles to the foul line. Pass left wing to Wales. Wales puts the ball on the floor. Pass up top to Leahy. Leahy cut off. Double team. Got a whistle. A foul's going to be called on Liberty Christian. Foul is on Morris, his first foul on either team of the game. The Irish seemed a little discombobulated on that last offensive set. A couple of the passes, there were two players standing together. They get it inbound to Leahy out high, tries to drive, cut off by Peterson, now kicking the corner to Wales. Now he gives it to Cesari, back to Wales, 17-footer, same spot. This one's off the iron. Roach runs down a long rebound outside the arc on the left side, kick left corner to Cox. Then now to a cutter, Cesari. He's in the lane with it. He's double-teamed, looking for room. No place to go. Now passes out top to Roach. Irish will reset. Now Wales with it on the right wing. He back to the basket. He'll hand it to Leahy. Leahy dribbles down on the right wing. Now kick out top to Cesari. So head fake on Morris. 8-footer in the lane. Won't go. Rebound. Wales puts it up and in. Sales has been one at 5-4. Nick Wales off to a good start with the first 4 points of the game for the Irish. 3:58 to go, first quarter. Morris on the drive on the right side, cut off by a double team. Too high off the glass. Rebound tipped away from Leahy. Cesari ends up with it. Now he gets it to Cox. Now Cox passed the Pizarro on the right angle over his head and out of bounds. Substitutions on the stoppage of play. Darryl Galloway, who had 10 points yesterday against Stanfield, checks in. He's a 5'10 sophomore for Liberty Christian. Jared Hoy, a 5'11 junior, and Tyler Coghlan checked in. Tyler Coghlan started when these teams met back on December 10th, 17th. Hoy did not play. Olsen up top to Morris. Morris with Galloway fronting him. Now to Coghlan. Olsen. Olsen loses the handle, gets it back. Now Hoy's got it, and he'll reset the offense. Hoy is a 5'11 junior. Out top to Olsen. Olsen fires a three. Won't go. Rebound to Luke Pizarro. DeSales doing a good job holding Liberty Christian to one shot. Roach had it. Now he outlets it across half court to Galloway. Darryl wants to run the offense. Dribbles left to right. Gives it off to Jeremiah Cox. Up top to Wales. Wales penetrates, kicks out to Roach. Roach for three, off the glass. I'm not sure how he got the glass from the corner. Now we got a foul on the rebound, and it's going to be on Luke Pizarro as he collides with Hoy. Riley wasn't all the way in the corner on that three, but I'm not sure how he found the glass, but I don't think that's where he was aiming. And Liberty Christian will bring it to front court with a 5-4 lead. Olsen drives baseline, 2:54 to go, first quarter. Long jumper now by Coghlan. Won't go. Rebound Wales. The white shirts are controlling the boards right now, which is a good sign. And the Irish are controlling the turnovers pretty well. Cox in the corner to Galloway. His shot also off the glass from the corner. I'm not sure how they're getting that angle, but they are. And this missed shot, Libby Christian with the rebound, comes the other way, pass inside to Coghlan. Tipped away. Loose ball goes right to Hoy. He'll shoot it. Won't go. Wales with another rebound. Nick Wales, a 6'2 senior, the only DeSales player has scored, and he's got most of the rebounds as well. Nick playing very well. Nick's got the ball at the top of the key, drives in, kicks it to Galloway. Long jumper on the right side, won't go. Rebound by Morris. He'll outlet on the left sideline to Tyler Coghlan. Coghlan up the sideline in the front court, now he'll slow it down as the Irish hustle back on defense. Morris with the ball, looking to hand it off to Hoy. Now Steck kicks it out top to Coghlan. Coghlan on the drive, throws up a long shot, partially blocked by Roach, controlled by Jeremiah Cox. Now, good defense by Riley Roach. Cox to Pizarro. A quick move to the basket on the left wing, and he scores it. A quick first step by Luke Pizarro, and he was to the glass in a hurry, and DeSales takes the lead. They were down 5-0. Alan Griffin called the timeout. After that, and the Irish have scored six straight since then, but Mike Olsen fangs down a three from deep on the right wing, and the Patriots have the lead back at 8-6. Olsen's second three-pointer. Roach in the right corner, up top to Galloway. Galloway with Coghlan on him. He'll dribble out between circles, use a screen from Wales to go to his right. Nobody open inside. Kick out top to Pizarro. 1:16 to go, first quarter. DeSales down 8-6. Pizarro kicks down the right corner to Galloway. Pass to Pizarro, kicks out of bounds by Coghlan. Travis Hain and Garrett Leahy are going to check in. Travis has been starting lately, did not start this ball game, however. He'll come off the bench, the 5'11 junior. In for the Patriots is Reese Howard, a 6-foot junior. Cox in the corner to Galloway. He'll fire the three. It's an air ball tipped around. Jeremiah Cox ends up with the loose ball. But Hain will fire the three. He's got it. Travis Hain comes off the bench. First touch, nothing but the bottom of the net. The Irish first three-pointer of the game, and they lead it 9-8. We've moved just inside a minute to go first quarter. Morris on the drive. He collides with Hain. He got by Cox. Hain went to help, was there a little late with the help, and it's going to be Travis's first foul. And they say it was on the drive, not the shot. Joe Dean's checking in for DeSales. Joe, a 5'7 junior, and Jeremiah Cox will get his first break. Hoy will inbound for the Patriots under their own basket. Ball slapped out of bounds by Darryl Galloway. Darryl's got the good hops and the quick hand-eye coordination. Slapped up all out of bounds. Now he'll have to go all the way in the corner to inbound it. And that's tough to run your inbound play from there. Up top it goes to Coghlan. Tyler Coghlan will reset the offense at the top. Now swing it to Morris in the corner. It goes to Crawford. Crawford running lane and the key won't go. Rebound to Leahy. Outlet to Galloway. Galloway in the corner to Leahy. Garrett on the dribble drive, gets the ball caught on his hip, kicks it back out to Galloway. Galloway will dribble to the top of the key. Now left winger to Leahy. Leahy packs in and travels. Garrett drove left to right into the lane, tried to pick up the dribble and back in, but he moved both feet. Turnover on DeSales. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. DeSales up 9-8. Let's see if Liberty Christian plays for one shot. It looks like they will. Coach Keck calling play number four for his team. Go, he says, at the 9-second mark. Morris on the drive to the top of the key. Now to Coghlan in the left corner to Crawford. Crawford's three-pointer will go up to Nairn. Oh, Leahy with the rebound. That's the end of the first quarter. DeSales up 9-8 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. Giza, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of Giza's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GizaHomeLoans.com. Giza, it's where you belong. Visa Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
A quickly played first quarter. They had 1 30-second timeout. Only 3 fouls called, none of them shooting fouls, so neither team has gone to the free throw line. And the Irish will start the quarter with a 1-point lead. The Patriots will start the quarter with the basketball. Morris on the dribble drive, shot up, won't go. Rebound, Joaquin, the 5'7 junior, smallest player on the floor. Clears the board. Now Darryl Galloway will bring in the front court. It's Galloway, Dean, Hain, Roach, and Leahy on the floor for DeSales. Joe at the top of the key gets it right corner to Galloway. Galloway with Crawford on him. Now to Leahy up top with Howard on him. Howard, Hoy, Morris, Tyler Coghlan, and Crawford for the Patriots. Crawford and Morris started the ball game. Roach drives baseline, touchdown on the baseline off over Hoy, goes off the side of the backboard, rebound Tyler Coghlan. Tough shot there for Riley behind the side of the backboard. Hoy with it now, Galloway on him. Sales in a 2-3 zone most this first quarter, or first half. They kind of switch up, kind of a matchup type situation, drive the basket by the Patriots off the mark, rebound to Sales, here come the Irish the other way. Hain, pass up top to Leahy, off his fingertips, controlled by Roach. Roach gets in the corner to Dean, back to Roach, in and out, won't go, and a give and go lay-in by Roach. Leahy's tip won't go, falls loose, out of it comes Reese Howard with it. They say, hold it up, Reese. He's a big guy, and he gets it to Tyler Coghlan. Coghlan to Crawford on the baseline, right side, drives all the way and puts a tough one-hander, won't go. Reese Howard with the offensive board, it won't go, Roach with the rebound. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Dean in the front court now, passes to his left, and out of bounds. I think Joe saw Galloway out of the corner of his eye, but it was Leahy who was running past down low, not looking for the ball, unforced turnover on the Irish. Dean, Roach, and Leahy are going to sit down. We got it. The Sales playing with 4 guys. That had some quick substitutions. Luke Cesari went in. They told him he didn't check in. He came out. Play had already started. We're back to normal, and so now the officials are going to try to settle the issue. So everything was okay as Luke went in, went out, went back in after the ball had already been inbounded. Fortunately for the Irish, the Patriots weren't able to take advantage of the 5-on-4 situation. They turned it over. Alan Griffin says, okay, 9-8. The Sales with the ball and the lead at 6 minutes to go in the half. Kane passed down low to Wales. He powers up over the middle and scores it. Nick Wales drops his shoulder, makes some space, and scores the bucket. He's got 6 points. Irish up 11-8. Shot inside by Crawford. Won't go. Rebound Coghlan, and he's fouled. Timmy Coghlan is just 5'10", but he's a physical kid inside, and the foul is on Fazari, his second. And our first free throws of the game will go to Timmy Coghlan of the Patriots. as he toes the stripe here in the auxiliary gymnasium at Sherwood Center. He misses the first one. Cameron Richmond will check in for DeSales. Cameron, 5'9", a freshman, checks in, and Coughlin will get one more free throw attempt. And he misses them both. Rebound tipped and controlled by Olsen for the Patriots. They'll reset. Nobody got Olsen blocked out. Up top it goes to Peterson. He'll hand off to Olsen. Now to Coughlin. That is Tyler Coughlin, the 5'7 senior. Pass from the baseline goes to Peterson. Peterson tied up. Tries to get inside to Timmy Coughlin. He will. He can't get anything done. Gets out to Moore. Olsen back to Coughlin. He goes up strong. He's fouled. Timmy Coughlin gets some work done. The 5'10 junior working inside. It will go back to the free throw line. That foul is on Darryl Galloway. That's Darryl's first. Four fouls now on DeSales. So Coughlin will try again. He was 0 for 2 in his first trip. Neil LeConte set to check in for DeSales. LeConte, a 5'10 sophomore. And Darryl Galloway will check in. I'm thinking Darryl might get a little talking to about letting Olsen get that last offensive rebound. And Coughlin banks in both free throws. If it works, do it. So he missed his first two, he hit his second two. And it's 11-10. DeSales up by one. Hayne down low for Wales. Off his fingertips. Controlled by Olsen. Steal by the Patriots. Turnover on the Irish. Tyler Coughlin in the front court. Swing it over to Peterson now. Sales with a one-point lead. 5 minutes to go in the half. Peterson's pass inside. Tipped. Wales has got it. DeSales, good defense. See if they can take advantage of the Patriot turnover. Hayne on the left wing. Emile Lecott now with it on the right wing. Now to Jeremiah Cox. Up top now to Richmond. Down low to Wales. Wales double team kick to Lacoste. 17 foot on the baseline right side. He's got it. And Neil Lacoste hits the bucket. We've got a timeout on the floor. DeSales up 13-10. 4:42 to go in the first half. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here in the Auxiliary Gymnasium at Sherwood Center on the Whitman College campus, site of the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. Two teams seeking their first win in this three-day tournament. The Irish boys are up 13-10. And that's got to drive a coach crazy. Will Keck just took a timeout. And the Patriots inbound the ball. Evan Crawford dribbles baseline and bounces it off his leg and out of bounds. Irish with the ball on a three-point lead. Jeremiah Cox dribbles to the left corner. Now down low on the baseline to Wales. Wales kicks back out to Cox. Cox for three. He's got it. Jeremiah Cox, first pass to the ball game. Second three-pointer for the Irish. The Sales has opened up a six-point lead. And there's a drive on the left side by Crawford. This time he keeps the dribble and lays it in. Goes all the way down the baseline and scores it. Nobody cut him off. 16-12 to Sales. They get into Wales. Wales slices the basket and has it stripped away and out of bounds. 4:02 to go in the first half. The Sales up 16-12. Jeremiah Cox will inbound under the Irish basket. Looking inside. Nobody open. Still looking up top. It goes to Wales. Wales one dribble on the right wing. Now up top to Hayne. Swing it to Richmond. Richmond wide open for three. He hits it. The Sales hits back-to-back three-pointers. The freshman Cameron Richmond hit that one. And the Irish are up 19-12. Their third three-pointer of the game. Timmy Coughlin gives it off to Peterson, right corner to Crawford. Crawford with Cox on him, now up top to Peterson. Swing it to Timmy Coughlin. Wales on him, spins away from him, cut off by LeConte. Now Peterson's got it. Peterson picks up his dribble on the left wing, now passes off to Tyler Coughlin. Coughlin on the left side with left-hand dribble, now gives it off to Peterson on the drive. Kick out to Timmy Coughlin. Coughlin looking for some room, up top now goes to Peterson. This is in a possession where the shot clock would be in effect if it was operating, but the Patriots able to be patient against good Irish defense. Dribble inside of Peterson. He loses the ball, gets it back. He's got a dribble out of the key. He will. A long possession for the Patriots. Peterson drives, finds Olsen down low and scores it. Olsen's got eight. 2:58 to go in the first half. Irish up 19-14. Hayne will fire quick transition from three, and he hits it. The Sales has hit three straight three-pointers. Cox, Richmond, and now Travis Hayne. That's Travis' second of the game, and the Irish are up 22-14. Their biggest lead of the game. Driving into the basket is Crawford. He scores. He's fouled. Evan Crawford got skinny going into the lane, turned his body sideways, drew the contact, scored the basket, and the foul is on number 13. Emil LeConte is wearing number 13. Okay, I was going to say that's normally Arturo Martinez's number. Emil normally wears 31. Okay, so Emil LeConte picks up his first foul and the third trip to the free throw line for the Patriots. Crawford completes the three-point play, his first 3 points of the game. Irish up 22-17. Actually, Crawford has 5 points now. Missed a field goal earlier by him. There's a loose ball in front of the Patriots bench. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Garrett Leahy as the Irish mishandle the pass on the offensive set. 2:23 to go in the half. Irish up 22-17. Peterson to his right side, hands it off to Coughlin. Now to Morris. Morris at the elbow right side. Pass up top to Crawford. He'll fire the three. Out there, won't go. Rebound in the corner. Chased down by Travis Hayne. Good hustle by Hayne. Gets it out of the corner to Cox. Jeremiah will dribble it across the timeline. The Patriots will move back into their man-to-man defense. Now to Leahy. Leahy on the right wing takes one dribble. Now picks up his dribble. Don't want to do that. Now in the corner to Cox. Looking down low for LeConte. LeConte double team spins in the lane, kicks in the corner to Leahy. 15-footer on the way and good. LeConte drew the double team, hits the open player, and Leahy's got his first basket. The Sales up 24-17. Morris gets it to Peterson. Peterson drives down the left side. We've got a whistle and double dribble as Peterson got both hands on the ball and dribbled it off the five. But the possession was moving away from my vantage point, so I'm not sure how that turnover occurred. Hoy will check in up for the Patriots. Olsen sits down. Cox, Richmond, Hayne, LeConte, and Leahy on the floor right now for DeSales. Cox gets it to Leahy, or excuse me, Hayne. His three-pointer off the mark, and the long rebound goes out of bounds. Riley Rhodes will check in for Cameron Richmond. Darryl Galloway sets to check back in as well for LeConte. DeSales has hit three straight three-pointers for our Evan Crawford three-point play the hard way to gain their advantage of 7 points. Now a strip of the ball in the lane. The Irish come up with a loose ball quickly the other way to Roach in the corner. He hits the three. The Sales lights the shooting lights in at this auxiliary gymnasium. The Lady Irish banged out 11 three-pointers here in the first day of the tournament. The Sales has hit four here in the first half. Five now, excuse me, as Riley Roach gets his first bucket. We got a whistle and a foul on the rebound after a Patriot miss as I look at my score sheet. Irish up by 10 now with 59.5 seconds left in the first half. Not catch who that last foul was on. Foul was on number 44, Timmy Coughlin, his first. Only the second foul on the Patriots in the first half. So the Sale, a rare 10-point cushion here in the ballgame this year. There's a cross-court pass by Rose, stolen by Hoy. Hoy misses the lay-in. Galloway clears the board. Irish get a break there. Galloway in the front court to Cox. Up top for Rose, stolen again by Hoy. Hoy saves it inbounds to Tyler Coughlin, who's falling out of bounds, and he saves it, but to Galloway. A lot of hustle, not much result. The Sales, fortunate. Two errant passes, two steals by Jared Hoy, but the 5'11 junior couldn't finish either one of them. Roach has it now. The Sales will try to settle things down, maybe play for one shot here. 15 seconds to go in the half. Cox with his back to the basket. Now gets it to Galloway. Galloway, tough key, drives on Hoy. Goes up with a running one-hander. He's got it. Darryl Galloway, good body control, and he scores it with 3 seconds to go. Hoy will shoot it up from the top. It's too late. The Sales up by 12 at the half, 29-17. Against Liberty Christian's Patriots. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator?
Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Whitman College, site of the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. We're in the Auxiliary Gymnasium in a consolation game in the final day of this three-day tournament. Both the Liberty Christian Patriots and the DeSales boys have gone 0-2 so far, but the Irish boys look very well here at the half. They're up 29-17. The first game of the tournament, a solid first quarter against a very good Echo team. Second game of the tournament, they actually led at the half by one over Stanfield, and then the wheels came completely off in the second half yesterday afternoon as they gave up 55 second half points to Stanfield. But today, they look better. They've got the turnovers more under control. Yesterday, they really struggled with the turnovers, and they are hitting the three-point shots. The Sales has hit 5 3-pointers in the first half. They led 9-8 after one quarter, and then 8 different DeSales players each hit one basket for a total of 20 points for DeSales in a big second quarter where they outscore Liberty Christian 20-9 to lead half the half by 29-17. We'll be right back with a look at the upcoming schedule of games for the DeSales girls and boys on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Super One Foods has been a part of the Walla Walla community for a long time. Our customers appreciate extensive product selections, bountiful arrays of fresh produce, seafood, meat, bakery, and deli, and friendly, helpful employees. Being food smart, we know how to help you choose the best, cook it right, and make it taste delicious. That's why so many of our customers leave Super One Foods with smiles on their faces. They not only enjoy shopping at Super One, but they leave with money in their pockets and more time on their hands, too. You can't beat that. Stop by and give us a try. Super One Foods, 9th Street, Walla Walla.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like-new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Sales boys have headed to the locker room here at Sherwood Center with a 29-17 lead. So positive vibes early on. It must be something to do with the shooting background here in this auxiliary gymnasium. It's a big field house setting, but a nice hardwood floor. They've got nets that are that are raised up now that they lower down for batting cages for the baseball team, I'm assuming. That's definitely a full-length practice court with scoreboards up in each corner. The shot clocks are not working, so they're not using those. And the Lady Irish hit 11 three-pointers here in a win Tuesday over Echoes girls. The Irish boys played in this gym, too, didn't shoot so well that night, but the Irish shooting very well tonight, or this afternoon, 4 of 5 on three-pointers unofficially in that second quarter, and they're hitting 12 of 24 shots for 50% at the half. The Patriots just 6 of 23, 26%, and DeSale is getting balanced scoring from top to bottom. 8 different players hit one shot each in that second quarter. So you've got to love the scoring balance for DeSale. If you're a Liberty Christian coach, you can't really identify a guy you have to try to stop. And that's what Coach Griffin wants when his offense starts clicking, is for everybody to be a threat. And right now they are. Well, as I mentioned, the girls playing in here on Tuesday, first day of the tournament. The Irish girls have won their first 2 tournament games in 2 different fashions. Offensive juggernaut in the first game for the Lady Irish, 64-23 over Echo. And then last night, the Lady Irish shot just 9 for 60. It's about 17%, I think. But they held on and beat Stanfield 32-28. So defense has been consistent for the Lady Irish, giving up 23 and 28 points in 2 games. Offense, not so much. And they will be tested in the championship game of this girls' bracket in the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. They will take on Weston McEwen. And Weston McEwen has scored 59 and 62 points in their 2 wins. So that game will tip off at 6:30. Hope you can come down tonight and watch the Lady Irish take on Weston McEwen for the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic Girls Championship. And the boys' championship game will be University Prep versus Valley Christian, which will follow that girls' game. As far as games coming up for the boys and girls, they will take on Pomeroy next Tuesday, January 3rd, the first game of the new year, in their final non-leaguer before 6 straight league games. So next Tuesday at Pomeroy, and then next Saturday, the boys and girls travel up to Asoka. So that's a look at the upcoming schedule of games. We'll be right back with Halftime Stats on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Hassle-free, pressure-free, worry-free. Since 1950, these 3 statements have described the way Dale Graves does business. Hassle-free because they simply don't allow it. Pressure-free because high pressure is not the way to do business. And worry-free because their award-winning service department backs up all their sales. Others may make these claims. Dale Graves has been the dealership of choice for over 60 years. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, a tradition of satisfaction since 1950. South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, we're just about ready to start the second half. The sales scoring balance has them in a 29-17 advantage at the half. 10 players, all 10 players in uniform have been in the game. 9 of them have scored a basket for Alan Griffin's guys. Travis Hain has 6 points. Nick Wales has 6 points. And then several guys with three. Riley Roach with three. Jeremiah Cox with three. And Cameron Richmond with three. Emil LeConte has two. Derek Galloway has two. And Garrett Leahy has two. And Luke Fazari has two. You can't get much more balanced than that. So the Patriots are led by the 8 points of Mike Olson. So he has nearly half their points. He had a couple threes in the first quarter. Olson will shoot the first shot of the second half in the lane. It won't go. The Patriots get the offensive rebound. Now Morris got it down low. Shoots it up over Wales. Won't go. Rebound tipped out to Jeremiah Cox. Irish working now left to right from my vantage point. Cox to Fazari. Goes behind the back with a dribble. Takes a tough lane. Shot won't go. Rebound loose. Fazari will try to save from going out of bounds, but he saved it right to the Patriots. Here they come the other way. Morris now will pick up the dribble and get it to Olson. Irish retreat on defense. Irish changing things up defensively, kind of a 1-2-2 zone look right now. They've got Cox out front chasing the ball, and then Fazari on the left wing. He comes out right at Peterson and collides with him and picks up his third foul. So Coach Griffin trying to give the Patriots something new to look at defensively here after the halftime break. Galloway checks in for Fazari. Morris on the drive. Head fake over Roach. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Galloway. Galloway gets it to Cox. Cox to Galloway in the front court. Galloway drives all the way in. Nobody picked him up. He lays it in. A fundamental mistake by the Patriots. The new player, Darryl Galloway, comes in, and nobody had him picked up. And Darryl took advantage, finishes the lay-in. The Irish are up by 14 now at 31-17. Peterson kicks out in the right corner to Crawford. Three on the way by Crawford. Off the iron. Long rebound by Roach. He chases it down in front of Morris. Now to Cox. DeSales playing very well right now out of the gate in the second half. Now with it in the corners, Galloway dribbles to the elbow left side. Now he'll swing it over to Roach on the right wing. Riley looking inside for a cutter. He's got Wales, and Wales is going to get called for traveling. Nick caught it coming across the gill. They're going to call a foul. Okay, he got bumped. That's why he traveled. And this will be the first free throw attempts of the game for DeSales. The foul was on Timmy Coughlin. The Irish did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Nick's first one rolls and drops away. No good. 6:20 to go, just underway here in the second half. The Irish have scored the first bucket of the second half. The Patriots have yet to score in the second half. Wales misses both free throws. Timmy Coughlin clears the boards and gets to his brother, I assume they're brothers, Tyler Coughlin. Tyler to Crawford to Tyler, now over to Peterson, back to Tyler Coughlin, left corner, now Crawford. Drives in the lane, it's shot up off the block, and it goes. Went up over Wales and scores it. Crawford has seven now. The Irish lead at 31-19. Leahy in the left corner with the ball. Down the drive to the elbow, left side. In the corner goes to Wales. Wales, cross-court pass out of Roach. Roach dribbles right to left in the lane, kick out to Leahy. 17-footer on the way by Leahy. Out there, I won't go. Roach gets the rebound himself and lays it in. Nice job by Riley Roach, rebounding, using his 5'11 lankiness, I guess you'd say. Good hops for Riley, tips the ball to himself, to Irish up 33-19. Olson for three, won't go. Rebound tips by Crawford, won't go. Leahy controls it to Cox. Cox, long pass up court. Can't see who's got the ball in the quarter, quite frankly. Galloway's got it. Sometimes when you're courtside, your view gets blocked. Galloway to Wales, back to Galloway. 17-footer won't go. Rebound Coughlin. 33-19, Irish with the lead. Now to Tyler Coughlin drives baseline. Cut off now Crawford with it. He drives in with a running right-handed hook shot. Won't go. Rebound to Riley Roach. The Sales have done a very good job holding the Patriots to just one shot in this ball game. Travis Haynes set to check in. Left wing pass goes to Galloway. Galloway bounce pass down low to Leahy. Leahy double-team puts the ball on the floor. That's the recipe for disaster. He stripped, but fortunately, the guy who stripped him, Tyler Coughlin, had his foot on the baseline. So, Irish get a break there. And Jeremiah Cox will run the inbound play. Hain checked in for Wales. Pass up top to Hain. In the left corner goes to Galloway. Pass down low for Leahy, slapped out of bounds by a hustling Timmy Coughlin. Coughlin is only 5'10", but he matches up with the low post of players, and he has to use quick feet and good body position to defend inside. Pass up top to Galloway. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Irish up 33-19 with the ball. Swing it to Hain. Hain will fire the three from the right wing. He's got it. Travis Hain, third three-pointer of the ball game. And the Irish are up 36-19. 17-point DeSales lead. The sixth three-pointer, I think, for DeSales. Three of them by Hain. Pass inside to Crawford. Peterson kicks it out to Crawford. Crawford drives. Wild shot won't go. Riley Roach with the rebound. Riley doing a nice job on the board. Gets it to Jeremiah Cox. Back to Riley Roach on the right wing. Halfway through this third quarter now. 4 minutes left in the third. Pass inside to Roach. Tipped away by Tyler Coughlin. The last touch by Riley Roach. Tried to force that one in there to Riley. He felt he had Tyler Coughlin just 5'7" pinned. But Coughlin had good position. 3:52 to go in the third quarter. Irish up 36-19. Olsen on the right wing. Dribbles to the elbow right side. Now up top to Hoy, who's checked in. Boyle shoot a 15-foot over Cox. Partially blocked. Right to Coughlin. He has put back attempt and he's fouled. So Cox partially blocked the shot of Jared Hoy, but it went right to Coughlin. And then Roach, is that on Riley Roach, I think? Number three? Is that on number three? Checking, I've got Roy Elia to my left, representing Union Bulletin. I've got Paul Elmoners, Keith and Score to my right, so able to check up on the foul there. And Timmy Coughlin has gone to the free throw line now three times. He misses that one. He's 2-for-5 now at the line. Garrett Leahy's going to check out, and Emile LeConte, 5'10 sophomore, checks in. 3:42 on the stopped clock. Irish up 17 points. Coughlin's second free throw off the mark as well. LeConte with the rebound. The Irish have held the Patriots to just 2 points here in the second half so far. Galloway deep on the left wing. Now swinging over to the right wing to Roach. Down the right corner to LeConte. Coughlin sagging off LeConte. Now up top to Galloway. Swing it to Hain. Hain still looking for a cutter. No shot clock in this gym. So both teams can afford to be patient offensively. Roach on the dribble drive down the left side. He double pumps in the air, and he's fouled going up to the basket. And the foul is on Tyler Coughlin. Good aggressive move to the basket by Riley Roach. DeSales, after not shooting free throws at all in the first half, this will be their second trip to the free throw line in the third quarter. Wales is 0-for-2 early in the quarter. Riley hits the first one. Riley's having a nice ball game. He's got 6 points. And some nice rebounding here, especially in the third quarter. DeSales now up by 18 points, 37-19. 5'11 junior second free throw off the back iron. Goes up and drops in. Nice touch for Riley Roach. The Irish up 38-19. Quickly up to Hoy. He'll fire a step-up three. Won't go. Rebound by Cox. Quick stop by the Patriots. Jeremiah Cox bringing across the timeline now to Travis Hain between the circles. You normally say you can't milk the clock, and it's awful early to start doing that, but the sales can definitely be very deliberate offensively. They get Hain on a nice pass inside to LeConte on a back cut. He's fouled going to the basket. Nice movement without the ball by Emile LeConte, and they've got a good matchup. Tyler Coughlin, the 5'7 senior, is having a hard time staying with the players defending. And Emile LeConte hits the first free throw, but it won't count because he was standing on the line. Mistake there by the 5'10 sophomore. So we'll rub that free throw out. I guess it goes as a miss. Emile's second also off the mark. He's stepping on the line again. Wow. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Emile didn't learn from his mistake. And Alan Griffin's going to take him out of the game and say, hey, buddy, see that black stripe out there? You can't stand on it. So DeSales has 2 points wiped off the board. That's the bad news. The good news is they lead by 19 points. Cross-court pass to Crawford in the front court against Irish pressure. Now Hoy's got it on the baseline. Goes right by Roach. Roach will try to block the shot and foul him. DeSales, obviously, the cup's half full today with a 19-point lead, but there is where you got to play some defense. Riley just stood there flat-footed, let Hoy go by him, and then tried to block the shot. And at 5'11", Riley's not going to be efficient at that. His second foul, that will send Jared Hoy to the free throw line to shoot two. for his first one, rolls and drops in. Nick Wales is going to check in for Riley Roach. I'm guessing that might be part of the discussion down on the bench with Riley. Wales started the second half, but has been sitting most of the third quarter. Nick has 6 points. Travis Hain leads the Irish with 9 points on 3 3-point field goals. Hoy hits both free throws, and the Irish lead is down to 17 at 38-21. Wales up high the ball. Nobody picks him up in the right corner, though, on the dribble drive. He gives it off to Galloway, kicking the corner to Cox, and Jeremiah Cox hits the three. I'll assume it's him. We couldn't see him. If you look down to the right and the left, the corners are in our blind spot here courtside. The Cox came flying out there after the shot. They pass it off to Coughlin. He drives baseline, can't hit the shot. Rebound by Crawford. He dribbles out, and the Patriots will reset with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Irish up 40-21. 19 points has been their biggest lead of the game. Hoy on the dribble drive. Kicks it out to now to Crawford. Crawford dribbles to the right elbow. Cameron Richmond is checked in as well for DeSales. Hoy on the drive. He puts the shot up in. That won't go. Gets his own rebound. Now he'll dribble it all the way up at the top of the key. He kicks in the corner to Coughlin. Coughlin's 3 points, an air ball right to Travis Hain. Hain's got it. He'll hand it off to Jeremy Cox. Long pass up court to Galloway. Galloway's pass inside, knocked away by Morris. And Morris and Galloway are going to collide, and that's going to be a foul on Morris. Galloway saw Wales wide open underneath, running the floor nicely. And then Morris showed good leaping ability at 5'11", jumped up and slapped the pass right back at Galloway. Darrell, doing the smart thing, immediately went to the hoop because Morris was out of position defensively and fouled him. Left wing to Galloway. Now looking inside for Leahy, who's checked back in. Leahy, cross-court pass to Wales. Wales to Hain. Hain for three from the right wing. This one off the mark. Rebound, Hoy. Hoy ahead to Tyler Coughlin. Coughlin in the corner to Crawford. Up top now to Tyler Coughlin. Swing it over to Hoy. 1 minute to go. Third quarter. Irish up by 19. Hoy on the dribble drive. Gets it now to Peterson. Up top to Coughlin. Slant to Crawford. Crawford on the drive. A running one-hander won't go. Rebound, Leahy. Crawford. That's his signature move, that little right-handed baby hook, but it hasn't fallen for him today. Quickly the other way, throws to Galloway. He gets down the low block, double pumps and scores it. Darrell Galloway, good speed in transition. Irish up 42-21. They doubled up on the Patriots. Shot miss on the baseline by Olsen. Rebound Wales. He's got to Galloway. He goes behind the back with the dribble, but cut off now by Peterson. Now to Wales. The Sales should play for one shot here, I'm thinking, with 30 seconds to go in the third. Galloway penetrates, double D kick out to Wales. Swing it over to Cox. Now the Irish seem to be slowing it down a little bit. Cox still with the dribble. Now up top on the right wing, it goes to Wales. It's been an excellent third quarter for Dales. DeSales swinging in the corner to Cox. 3 point on the way. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Patriots chase it down the corner and save it to Crawford. 3 seconds left in the third. Coughlin will fire it up from half court. DeSales will go to the final 8 minutes with a 21-point lead. Excellent third quarter for the Irish. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Incentives, stimulus, rebate, tax credits. Sound confusing? Not for us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we have researched all the energy-saving opportunities that are available for you when you upgrade your current heating and cooling system. Not only do we know what they are, we do all the paperwork for you. Call today to find out how you could receive as much as $2,400 in energy-saving opportunities. Call 525-4868. That's 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla.
With Community Bank, you'll not only get the best service in town, you also get access to electronic conveniences like online banking with e-statements. You can get account balances, view check images, and receive statements with just a few clicks. With e-statements, you'll be saving paper, but best of all, it can help reduce fraud by reducing paper mail. So why fuss with all that paper when you don't have to? Talk to your local branch to start enjoying an easier, greener, and safer way of banking.
Community Bank, local money working for local people. Member FDIC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
An excellent third quarter for DeSales. Offensively, decent production with 13 points, but defensively, excellent effort. They hold the Patriots to just one field goal, outscore the Patriots 13-4. Their other 2 points coming on a couple of Jared Hoy free throws. And Nash will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Peterson goes for the steal on the inbound, but Cox gets it back. Now with it is Darryl Galloway deep on the left wing. Galloway dribbles to the right wing with it. Galloway, Hain, Leahy, Cesari, and Cox on the floor for DeSales. Now Darryl will dribble all the way down there half court in front of the Irish bench, and now dribble down the right baseline, and now pass it out top to Cox. Now Cesari with it on the dribble drive. Kick out to Galloway, 18 foot on the right wing. He's got it. And they say it's a three-pointer. That three-pointer, I called it a three-pointer by Jeremiah Cox late in the third quarter, but it was actually a two-pointer. But that was definitely a three as the official raised his hand. Boy, with the shot inside off the ammo. Go Cox with the rebound. Ahead of the pack is Galloway. He's got it on the pass. Puts it up and in. Darryl Galloway scores five in a row. Good body control. Galloway's got 9 points in the second half, 11 for the game. We got traveling called on Crawford. Darryl Galloway got some offensive confidence yesterday. Hit a couple threes on his way to a 10-point effort. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game yesterday. And he's got 9 second half points, 11 for the game. Nice pass by Jeremiah to Darryl. Now Darryl's double teamed right in front of him. He splits the double team, dribbles out of it, gets it to Roach. Left corner now to Cesari. Cesari drives baseline, reverse way, and he's got it. Luke is so quick on that first step. Irish up 49-21. They were blown out by 30 points last night, after leading by one and a half, and what a great response to such a poor second half last night. The Irish doing a great job in this one. There's a blocking foul going to be called on DeSales. Who was that last foul on? DeSales. Who was that foul on? DeSales. The foul was on Galloway, and not a shooting foul, so the Patriots will inbound it. That's Galloway's second foul. End of the game for the Irish. Stops of play a moment ago. Adam Eskel came in for Darryl Galloway. So Alan Griffin doing a good job getting all his players in the ball game. And ball goes out of bounds off the sails as I try to get Adam Eskel's name on my score sheet. Got to put him down. Hoy now on the dribble drive, kicks it out to Tyler Coughlin, now to Hoy, and Hoy travels as he drives to the basket. The Patriots having a miserable time of it against the Sales right now. Now they'll show full court pressure. And over the top pass to Riley Roach, he has his shot blocked out of bounds by Hoy. Jeremiah Cox, quarterback on the football team, has done a nice job throwing those full court passes against pressure, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Alan Griffin's kind of got a little bit different combination of players on the floor to try to square things away. 6:17 to go in the ballgame. DeSales firmly in control here, up 49-21 on 100.7 FM KHSF.
At Super One Foods, we know that the two biggest things on your mind when you arrive are how quickly you can get your shopping done and how much money will still be in your pocket when you walk out the door. That's why we work so hard to present you with an enjoyable one-stop shopping experience that saves you time and money and has you leaving with a smile on your face. You'll especially appreciate our extensive selection of 77 organic fruits and vegetables. Plus, we're the only store where you'll find Huckleberry's Natural Market, which offers a broad array of natural and organic foods and products. Super One Foods, 9th Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live after the timeout, and the sales up 49-21 with 6:17 to go in the ballgame in this consolation game in the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic at Whitman College. As one of these teams will get at least one win in the tournament, the other will go 0-3. And right now it looks like the sales going to get the win. There's a frustrating situation with Coach Griffin. After the timeout, the sail bounces it off somebody's leg, couldn't see it way down to my right, and they turn it over. Hoy on the dribble drive inside, puts it up strong, rolls off, won't go. Rebound tips and out of bounds. They say last touch by the Patriots. Liberty Christian just having one of those ball games where the no shots will fall. Credit a lot of that to good, solid interior defense by the sail. Pass the half court to Cesari. Cesari shattered in the right corner, has it stripped from behind, gets it back. Knocked away again. Ball's loose. Coughlin dives to save it. He didn't dive out. He was pushed out. That will be a foul on Luke Cesari. Luke's got four fouls. Luke's had a challenging afternoon on the court with the fouls. And Nick Wales goes to check in, probably for Luke. Peterson in the front court, kicks out to Coghlan. Kyler Coghlan drives hard to the basket, in and out on the lay-in. Another missed lay-in for DeSales. And Will Deck, for Liberty Christian on the miss. Cesare the other way, running jump shot won't go. Rebound, Hoy. Hoy, the other way. Drives in, misses a shot, he's fouled. And the foul is on Jeremiah Cox, his first. Sometimes the coach observation comes out of me too much. Luke Cesare, obviously frustrated with the four fouls. He just took off the other way, and as soon as he felt he was open, he fired it up. And Alan Griffin says, hey, we don't need that right now. And I think what Luke's saying, well, I'm coming out. I want to get a shot up before it's over. Hoy hits the free throw. Jared Hoy did not play the first time these teams met, but the 5'11 junior has a nice shooting touch. All three of his points from the free throw line. He hits them both. He's got four from the line, but only one field goal in the second half for Liberty Christian. There's a long pass in the front court. He gets the pressure off. Kane off. Leahy off. Howard, who's checking in the ball game for the Patriots, but it's controlled by the Patriots. The other way, Coghlan gets it to Howard. His shot won't go. Rebound, Roche. Now Jeremiah Cox with it. Alan Griffin says, take your time. Remember, there's no shot clock. I think boys game here, not a girls game. Alan Griffin's going to call timeout and talk things over with his guys. Hey, guys, we're up by 26 points. Relax. 49-23 to sales with 5:02 to go in the game. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now, the DeSales boys are up 49-23. Liberty Christian obviously trying to pick up the pace in the game, and Alan Griffin telling his guys to settle down. And there's a miss off the inbound. The Wales hustles after the rebound. Hayne had a wide-open lay-in, kind of rim-checked himself, but Wales fortunately gets the rebound. So man-to-man defense, a lot of pressure by the Patriots. In the lane to Leahy, double-team kick out to Roach. He'll hold the ball. Good coaching, good execution of the coaching. And we got a reach-in foul on the Patriots on the pass out front. That's on Hoy, his first. Unofficially the fifth team foul on the Patriots here in the second half. They've committed only seven fouls the whole ballgame. There's the same inbound play. This time it's to the right side, and Hayne lays it in. Last time it was the left side. Hayne tried to shoot it with the right. This time they run the same play, and Hayne gets the land. Travis has 11 points now. Hit 3 3-pointers, and that was those 3-pointers that first ballooned the lead up. The Irish hit 3 in a row, got the lead to double digits, then got it up to 17 for quite a while, and they've really ballooned it out now. Tyler Coghlan with the dribble drive, and he finishes the lay-in. Now Roach at half court. He's trapped by Hoy and Howard, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. Coghlan finally able to finish a lay-in for the Patriots, only their second field goal of the second half. The sails up 51-25. Inbound pass to Hayne. He loses the ball, drops it between his legs. Well, the Irish looked decent for a quarter in their first game. They competed well and led at the half in their second game against Stanfield, even though turnovers were an issue. This game has been an excellent effort, but the last minute or so, DeSales has had ball security issues. There's an air ball 3-point attempt by the Patriots. Leahy gets it. up to Cox. Now to hand on the left wing, who drops the ball again. Travis had a little focus issue, then he throws it right to Timmy Coughlin. I think Travis is coming out. Here comes Dale Galloway, the score sale. Hoy the other way, shot won't go. Howard and Hoy fight with each other, force their teammates. Hoy gets it to Coughlin. He can't hit the lay-in attempt in traffic. Leahy with the rebound. Now Cox with it. Down to front court to Riley Roach. Right corner goes to Travis Hayne. Hayne lobs it inside the Whale. He's stripped and fouled by Tyler Coughlin. Nice entry pass to Nick Wales. And Nick will go to the line to shoot a couple free throws. Nick had 6 first half points and a lot of first quarter rebounds. Had 2 points in the second quarter. 4 in the first. He hasn't scored here in the second half. His first free throw is good. Nick's perimeter shooting is improving. He's hit a couple 15-foot jumpers in this tournament. His first 2 free throws were off the mark, but that one was nothing but the bottom of the net. And Galloway will check in for Travis Hayne. And Wales' second free throw is off the mark. Rebound Olson. 52-25 to Sale. 3:18 to go in the game. Crawford drives in, shoots to the right side. Blocked by Leahy, controlled by Roach. Now to Cox, now Darryl Galloway's got it. He'll slow it down right in front of the DeSales bench. Now dribbles to his left. Crawford shadowing him. Darryl still with the dribble. Now he picks it up. Throws in the corner for Riley Roach. Riley will shoot a one-handed lay on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound Morris. Morris pushes it up the right side and gets it to Crawford. Crawford now to Olson. Olson swings it back in the corner to Howard. Crawford. Crawford gives it down low to Morris. He powers up. Shot blocked partially by Leahy. Controlled by Leahy, but now stripped by Crawford. And Crawford misses the lane inside. Rebound Jeremiah Cox. So, Libby Christian Patriot boys and the DeSales girls from last night look very similar. Neither one of them can make a shot. But DeSales has taken advantage. They lead it by 27 points. 52-25. Now 2:20 to go in the ballgame. Cox down low to Wales. Wales, tough shot. He was behind the basket when he picked up his dribble. Tried to find some room. It's an air ball, though, and Crawford with the rebound. Up to Olson. Olson puts the ball on the deck, goes in on Wales, puts the shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound Darryl Galloway goes high for it. Darryl in backcourt, trapped, and Alan Griffin wants a timeout. It was 2 air ball. Okay, Alan Griffin having some somewhat good-natured conversation with the officials with a 27-point lead. Dyer's had the rebound, and he was calling for timeout, and the official was saying, well, you got to secure the ball before you call the timeout. Well, 2 minutes exactly left in the ballgame, 52-25. DeSales on top. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live after the timeout. The Irish inbound against full court pressure. They get the Wales at half court, and then he throws it off the blue padding at the other end. The Sales turns it over. So the Irish do not execute the press break. Turn it over. Ball in the front court. Tyler Morris with the ball. He'll go all the way in the lane. Goes up strong. He's fouled by Riley Roach. At this point, the outcome is no longer in doubt, but both these coaches know that this is one of their last chances to square things away before league play. And so Alan Griffin calls the timeout to work on the press break. And Tyler, trying to play hard the last 2 minutes of the ball game, drives hard to the basket. Morris drew the foul, misses the free throw. Teams will each have non-leaguers next Tuesday. The Irish travel to Pomeroy, and Liberty Christian takes on Tucci. shot missed by Morris. He misses both free throws. And Leahy with the rebound. Leahy now double team, gets it to Joe Dean, who's checked in. Joe Dean's now trapped, and he's fast. Now we got a foul or a timeout. We got a timeout. 1:39 to go. Irish up 52-25. We'll be right back. I'm on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live after another Alan Griffin timeout as the Patriots putting a lot of full court pressure on the Irish, and Alan Griffin sees this as a great opportunity to work on the press break offense. Getting ready for league play next week. Substitution out of a timeout for the Patriots. Corbin Steele, a 6'2" junior, very physical looking guy. I'm guessing he's a big part of their football team. They play 8-man football. Even though they're a 2B school, they opt to play down as the 8-man classification with no opportunity to make the postseason. Irish inbounded to Jeremiah Cox, now to Joe Dean. Dean with Crawford all over him. Crawford's going to foul him. And that puts the Patriots over the limit on fouls, and that will send Joe Dean to the free throw line. Joe, unofficially, is the only, actually Adam Eskel. Joe Dean and Adam Eskel, out of the 12 players in uniform, are the only two who haven't scored. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5, 1. Yeah. And Joe hits the front end of the one-on-one. So Joe's in the varsity scorebook tonight, or this afternoon. With a point, Irish lead 53-25 now with 1:32 to go. Keep in mind the girls will play tonight for the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic Championship against Weston McEwen at 6:30. Joe hits both free throws, 54-25 to Sales. Morris has a slapped away by Cox. Loose ball picked up by Emil LaCombe, who's in the ballgame. Cox in the front court to Dean. Now in the left corner goes to Adam Eskel, who's also in after the timeout. Eskel, the only player who hasn't scored. Now in the corner goes to Leahy. He's going to be fouled with 1:10 to go. And Luke Fazari getting set to check in. Fazari will check in for Jeremiah Cox. Luke's had challenges with the foul trouble. He goes back in the game with 4 fouls. Let's see if he can make it the last 1:10 without having to sit down due to disqualification. Garrett Leahy will shoot the front end of a one-on-one here. The 6'3 seniors free throws off the front iron. Rebound by Olson. Olson pushes it the other way. Pulls up for 3 at the top of the key. Won't go. Long rebound in the baseline to Morris. He pulls up from 12. In and out. Stays out. LeConte with the rebound. LeConte dribbling between players. And Alan Griffin says, pass the ball. He gives it off to Fazari. Luke double team, loose ball, hands it off now to Leahy. Leahy with his back to the basket, hands it off to Joe Dean. Now to Fazari. Luke will run the offense. Crossover dribble to get away from Olson. Bounce pass to LeConte. Cross court pass to Eskel. Now right wing deep to Leahy. We're down to 30 seconds left. No shot clock here in the auxiliary gym, so the Irish do not have to take another shot. Fazari gets it to Dean at the top of the key. Joe has it knocked away by Crawford. Back to LeConte. The Sales boys are going to get back to 500 at 4-4 with a nice start-to-finish effort here in the third day of the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. Fazari now running out the clock, and he's reached in and fouled by Mike Olson. With 4.9 seconds left in the game. And I think that's the ninth foul. Luke hits the first free throw. Luke's got 5 points in the game. 55-25, the Irish biggest lead of the contest. And Luke hits both free throws. No foul. Morris will bring it into the front court, gets it to Crawford. He'll put up and the Irish boys get back on the winning track here in the final game of the 2011 portion of their season. They win it 56-25 over the Liberty Christian Patriots. We'll be right back with a happy total on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
House training a new puppy can be easy and effective if you dedicate the necessary time, patience, supervision, and encouragement. Teach your puppy the proper location by accompanying him every time he goes outdoors. The pup will soon recognize odors from previous excursions and always reinforce positive behavior with plenty of praise. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
It's one of the best times of year to purchase a vehicle. It's Toyotathon. We now have the inventory to make you some of the best deals of the year. Interest rates as low as 0% for 60 months and rebates up to $2,500. We pulled out all the stops to make this the biggest event ever. But Toyotathon doesn't last long. Call or visit us today and get behind the wheel of a quality Toyota vehicle. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla. Great people, great prices, and quality Toyotas. Everybody gets a great
deal. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Whitman College, Sherwood Center Activity Center. We've been in the auxiliary gym for this consolation game in the boys' bracket of the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic, and the Irish boys win it 56-25. And it was a close first quarter between these two teams over league opponents that played one game earlier this year, a league game that the Irish won at the buzzer, on a Riley Roach three-pointer with about 37 seconds left to win it 55-52. This one did not count in the standings, but it certainly counts in the confidence and momentum area as the Irish boys stop a two-game losing streak and will head into the 2012 portion of the season with a 500 record at 4-4. It was a 9-8 game after one quarter, and then the Irish hit four three-pointers in the second quarter by four different players. In fact, eight different players, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, eight different players would score in an excellent second quarter offensively for DeSales. They scored 20 points in the second quarter. Defensively, they hold the Patriots to 9 to get up 29-17 at the half, and then the defense was rock solid throughout the second half. The Patriots were stymied offensively the whole second half, just 4 points in the third quarter for the Patriots, just four more in the fourth quarter, only two second-half field goals for Liberty Christian. The Sales would outscore them 27-8 in the second half. The final margin of victory, a 26-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. The Irish win at 56. That's more than 26 points. That's 31 points. A 31-point margin of victory for the Sales. They win it going away to even their record at 4-4. Liberty Christian falls to 1-6. Both teams will be on the road Tuesday in their final non-league tune-ups before starting league play. The Irish will travel to Pomeroy on Tuesday. The Liberty Christian Patriots will travel to Tucci on Tuesday. And then next Saturday, well, actually Saturday the 7th, the Irish will travel to Assotin for their third league game of the season. Good win for the DeSales boys. We'll come back with the individual totals and wrap things up on 100.7 FM KHSS.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on the World Wide Web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. Visa Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're back here at Whitman College's Sherwood Activity Center in the Auxiliary Gymnasium. Final broadcast of the 2011 season for boys basketball. We'll have a girls game this evening as they'll play Weston McEwen for the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic Girls Championship. We'll be on the air about 6:10 for the 6:30 tip-off. The Irish boys will be in action next week, which is also next year on January 3rd of 2012. The Irish win at 56-25 to even their record at 4-4. And let's look at the individual totals. For the Patriots, who struggled offensively, especially in the second half where they scored only 8 points out of their 25-point total. Good defense by the Irish, struggling with the shooting for the Patriots. And I'm sure Coach Wilkek is going to be really happy to get Jake Siefkin back. Jake Siefkin's a diminutive, about 5'8 point guard. He's one of those guys, when he's warming up, you're like, oh, that guy probably sits on the end of the bench. But when the game starts, you're like, whoa, where'd he come from? He averaged 21 points a game last year as a junior. He's been recovering from a knee injury, but he's healthy and ready to go. And I'm sure the Patriots will be happy to get him back. They need that 21 points per game from now the senior, Jake Siefkin. But they only scored 25 today. 2 points for Tim Coghlan, 2 for Tyler Coghlan, 2 for Tyler Morris, 4 for Jared Hoy, all on free throws off the bench in the second half. 7 points for Evan Crawford, and Mike Olson leads the Patriots in scoring, the 5'10 junior, 8 points, all of those in the first half. In fact, he hit 2 3-pointers in that close first quarter, and only 1 field goal after that. The Sales did a good job defensively, limiting Olson's opportunities. The Patriots were a respectable 7 for 13 from the free throw line for the ball game. The Sales, 11 players, all 11 players in uniform got in the ball game. 10 of them were able to score. Excellent scoring balance for the Sales, as you'll see throughout the score sheet. The second quarter is a perfect example of that. I've said it a few times. A 20-point second quarter, no player made more than one basket. 8 different players scored. Scoring for the sales, 2 points for Joe Dean, 2 for Emil LeConte, 2 for Garrett Leahy, 3 for Cameron Richmond, 6 for Luke Fazzari, 7 for Nick Wales, 7 for Riley Roach, and then 2 players in double figures for the sales. Dale Galloway gets 11 points, 9 of those in the second half. The 5'10 sophomore's second straight game in double figures. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game last night in a losing effort against Stanfield with 10. And 11 points for Travis Hain. Travis, on his first touch coming off the bench, he normally has been starting. Alan Griffin chose to bring in Travis off the bench, and the first time he touched the ball in the first quarter, he drained a three, and that got the Irish going. He had another one in the second quarter, one of 4 3-pointers in that second quarter for DeSales, as the Irish shot 50% in that first half. Travis scores in every quarter. He did a three in the third quarter and finished up with a lay-in in the fourth quarter to tie for high scoring honors with Daryl Galloway with 11 points. Travis did have some issues with a couple turnovers here and there, but he's going to be our Dairy Queen player of the game. I don't think he's gotten one this year, and his three-pointer coming off the bench got the Irish shooting confidence up, I think, and the Irish rolled in that second quarter with 4 3-pointers and outscoring the Patriots 20-9 and put the game away by halftime. So congratulations to Travis Hain, our Dairy Queen player of the game. And with that, I'm going to say good job back at the studio by Dan. Thank you for listening. As always, please patronize our great sponsors that make these broadcasts possible. And we have one more broadcast this calendar year. That will be tonight, the Lady Irish playing for the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic Girls Championship against Weston McEwen. Tip-off at 6:30. Hope you can come down and watch the ball game. Bring your radio and headphones and listen to me if you can stand it. If not, you can stay home and listen to me. And the Lady Irish will tip off at 6:30. So until then, this is Mike Speed saying God bless. Enjoy your day. Merry Christmas. And back to the studios of 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM, KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.